From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Before concerns over the spread of the coronavirus began dominating the news, in recent years, lawmakers in Florida and nationwide had increasingly begun to focus on mental health and its impact on overall health. According to federal officials, one in four American adults suffer from a diagnosable mental disorder in a given year. But it's not uncommon for a person with a severe mental illness who acts out in public to get a prison sentence instead of treatment. That's what happened to the son of former Washington Post reporter Pete Early. As a result, Early researched how the criminal justice system deals with mentally ill people. His journey took him inside Miami-Dade County jails, a story told in his 2007 book titled Crazy, A Father's Search Through America's Mental Health Madness. Pete Early is coming to South Florida for a fundraiser this weekend, but right now he joins us from his home in Virginia. Pete, when you started researching your book, you wrote that jails and prisons had become what you call the new asylums. And to find out why, you traveled from your home in Fairfax, Virginia, to Miami. Why here?
Because it's the only place that would let me in, thanks to a fabulous judge down there, Judge Stephen Lightman. I tried Chicago, they said no. Rikers Island said no. Baltimore said no. And literally Washington, forgive me, but they said hell no. And I ended up coming to Miami because of Judge Lightman, who said, I want you to see what's happening in our jail. And it was wonderful because I now have seen the full spectrum. Let me set the stage for what it was like when I came down to your jail. I mean, it was barbaric. It was shocking. You had cells that had built for two, had three, four, five people in them. It's oftentimes in the old jail down there, the water wouldn't work. They were drinking out of toilets. I mean, it was horrific. And these people were not hardened criminals.
Now, Pete, if Judge Lifman had been in charge of your son's case, what do you think the outcome would have been?
First of all, he would have never been arrested. My son was arrested because he broke into a stranger's house. Luckily, no one was there. He broke in to take a bubble bath. And he never would have been arrested because now the officers in Miami are trained to deal with people with mental illness. And they would have immediately known that this was someone who, one, didn't have a criminal record, and he was psychotic. And even if they had arrested him at the insistence of the homeowners, he would have gone into a process that Judge Lifman has set up that would have diverted him from jail and put him into a treatment program.
This weekend, you'll be speaking at an event for the Key Clubhouse of South Florida. Now, this clubhouse model offers a form of treatment called psychosocial rehabilitation. How is that different from other programs?
Well, it recognizes the total needs of a person. It offers social connectivity. It offers people who feel alone, who feel that no one understands them, a social connection. Then it helps them get jobs. It helps them learn skills that will help them succeed in their jobs. It can align them with housing. It can provide all the services that someone needs to get that step up, to help them become productive members of our society. And so that is why I'm big in the clubhouse process. And one of the things clubhouses do is they're often run by people who have mental illnesses who are in recovery, so they understand and they help those who are not doing as well as they are. You know, I stood by my son as much as I could. I helped him as much as I could, but in the end, he had to take steps to help himself. And it's much easier to take those steps if someone has walked down that path before you and can show you how to do it.
We've been speaking with mental health advocate, author, and former Washington Post reporter Pete Early. For an in-depth look at Miami-Dade's Criminal Mental Health Project, please listen to WLRN's collaboration with the podcast 70 Million. You can find a link to that episode at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.